Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Hello and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's podcast Daybreak with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. Now, a political slugfest as expected over the Rafale deal continues, with the much-awaited Comptroller and Auditor General's report being tabled in the Parliament yesterday. The report, which has been seen as a mixed bag, has created quite a buzz as it actually contradicts several of the Centre's claims on the fighter jet acquisition deal between India and France. The biggest of these claims that the report has highlighted is that the government had in January said that the new negotiated price is 9% cheaper than the one chalked out by the UPA in 2007. The CAG report, however, says that there is no difference between the two bids when actual escalation factors are considered, and any savings due to the difference in adjusted inflation rates would have been a part of the 2007 offer as well. CAG also notes that the deal signed under the NDA waived off bank guarantee, allowing Dassault to make a savings of an unspecified amount in bank charges. Overruling Law Ministry's advice on seeking sovereign guarantee, the PM-led Cabinet on Security accepted a letter of comfort from the French government instead. Now, what this means is that a bank guarantee is automatically invoked in case of breach of contract. But with the new deal providing with no such safety net, India would first have to actually sit for direct arbitration and legal resolution with Dassault. Now, what's more is that according to the report, the Indian government had procured 13 enhancements despite the Indian Air Force's objections, which made the deal more expensive. Now, while noting that the report has demolished the government's defense on the pricing and faster delivery, Rahul Gandhi at the same time has criticized it for not mentioning the dissenting note by negotiators. In a press conference on Wednesday, Gandhi called the report a cover-up and added that it was not worth the papers it was written on. Soon enough, Union Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad hit out at the Congress chief and demanded an apology. He said that the SC order and the CAG report on the Rafale jet deal have exposed his lies actually. Now, Union Minister Arun Jaitley also slammed the leader in a series of tweets, saying that the lies of a Mahajoot Bandhan stand exposed, and it cannot be that the Supreme Court is wrong, the CAG is wrong, and only the dynast is right. Opposition leaders who held a Save Democracy protest against the centre on Wednesday have announced that a pre-poll alliance is in the works. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee said that we'll work together at the national level as we'll have a common minimum agenda, and so we are ready to have a pre-poll alliance. The three leaders, Congress's Rahul Gandhi, Aam Aadmi Party's Arvind Kejriwal and Telugu Desam Party's Chandrababu Naidu, held a meeting at the residence of Nationalist Congress Party leader Sharad Pawar. The Congress chief took a swipe at the centre and asserted the need for the common minimum programme to defeat the BJP. Now, another meeting between the leaders is slated to take place on the 26th of this month. Prior to the meeting between the opposition leaders yesterday in Delhi, the Aam Aadmi Party held a rally in which its leaders and the Delhi CM hit out at the Prime Minister for trying to tear apart the constitution and destroying the democracy. The rally was also attended by Sharad Pawar, Mamata Banerjee, Chandrababu Naidu, Farooq Abdullah and Sitaram Yechury. Now, the big question for today is going to be who controls Delhi after all, the centre or the state, the chief ministers or the lieutenant governor? This, the AAP government in Delhi argues, is effectively what the Supreme Court judgment on services, the setting up of Commission of Inquiry and the powers of the Anti-Corruption Bureau will effectively boil down to. The verdict, reserved by the apex court since November 1st last year, is likely to be announced today. A bench headed by Justice A.K. Sikri is expected to deliver a judgment that will finally put a rest to a long raging battle over jurisdiction between Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and the centre-appointed Lieutenant Governor. The Aam Aadmi Party government maintains that it has a very little say in the national capital's governance despite being voted to power by its own people. Until last year, it was actually seeking full statehood for Delhi. Now, the July verdict had ruled that Delhi cannot be accorded the status of a state, but the left-wing government at the same time has no independent decision-making power and must act on the aid and advice of the elected government. The verdict had overturned an August 2016 High Court judgment contending that as Delhi was a union territory, all its powers lie with the centre and not the city government. However, the Supreme Court had refused to elaborate on the specific areas, leading to a confusion over the interpretation of the verdict. And before long, the parties were back in court to seek more clarity. Now, the Delhi government has its hope pinned on today's clarification to ensure the implementation of pre-poll promises such as doorstep delivery of services, and in order to get legal validation on who controls the Anti-Corruption Bureau and the city's bureaucrats. Now, with this, let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories from yesterday that you may have missed. 14 students of Aligarh Muslim University were booked for sedition on Tuesday evening after an altercation with Republic TV crew. The students were charged on the basis of complaints filed by Bharatiya Janata Party Yuva Morcha district leader Mukesh Lodhi and a Republic TV correspondent. The BJP leader in his complaint has alleged that he was attacked amid a row between Hindu and Muslim students of the campus. The Republic TV correspondent said that they were attacked too in a separate incident. Several student leaders, however, have opposed to these allegations, saying that the altercation took place after the TV crew made provoking remarks about the AMU being a university of terrorists. Sharjeel Usmani, a final year student of the institute, has also filed counter complaints against Lodhi and the news channel correspondent and has rubbished claims of a communal conflict to be at play. The Samajwadi patriarch Mulayam Singh Yadav wished Prime Minister Narendra Modi a second term as the Prime Minister on the last day of the budget session as the country heads to its general elections due by May. With Sonia Gandhi seated beside him, Mulayam Singh Yadav actually stood up and said, PM ko badhai dena chahta hoon ki PM ne sabko saath lekar chalne ki koshish ki hai. Main kehna chahta hoon ki sare sadasya phir se jeet kar aayein aur aap PM dobara Pradhan Mantri bane. Now, all along Mulayam Singh Yadav little speech, Sonia Gandhi kept a straight face while PM Modi smiled and acknowledged the wishes with folded hands. The SP leader's statement is sure to cause embarrassment to the present Samajwadi president Akhilesh Yadav, who recently firmed up an alliance with BMC to take on the BJP in Uttar Pradesh. Now, in Rajasthan, the Rajasthan Assembly on Wednesday passed a bill granting 5% reservations to the protesting Gujars and four other communities in jobs and educational institutions. The bill seeks to increase the backward classes reservation from the present 21% to 26%, with 5% reservation for the Gujars, Banjaras, Gadia Lohars, Raikas and the Gadaria. The Gujar leader Kirori Singh Bensla has, however, said that they will read the bill before calling off the protest, which have entered its seventh day today. Now, with this, we come to an end of today's podcast. But like always, we'll be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Zoya Mateen. I hope you all have a really good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.